Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know where you're at. We are in the overdrive. You know, we do it a little bigger, a little deeper, a little better than what we normally do. This is podcast exclusive because this stuff is only ready and tailor-made for the podcast.
Yeah.
If you were listening to the show today, this week, or at any time on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio, csceradio.caster.fm, or if you picked up the podcast and you just want to pick up a little more into the show, we were talking about my man, Bitcoin, a.k.a. Air Lover, and his selfishness. So we're trying to get this brother married. We're trying to get him on a team, you know what I'm saying? And not just be a practice player, but be an official on the official roster of the Band of Brothers and be a part of the crew. And he's talking about he's still selfish at his old age, if you will. So tell us about how it's okay to be selfish now. Give us an understanding.
Well, first of all, let's work that word old.
Okay. Yeah, I figured I'd throw that in to see if you catch it. You know, throw you that oop.
Oh, yeah, I caught it. But only thing I'm saying is that, you know, since I had been started working, you know what I'm saying? My son is, you know, like I say, 18 years old. I got 18 years on the job. Pretty much the way it is that, you know, when is it? This should be the time where I should start to become selfish with, you know, not only, I'm not saying I'm being selfish with my time and, you know, energy, because that's all spread throughout my universe. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that I feel about it. What I'm saying is that it's time. When is it, do you think it's the age for you to start doing what you want to do? You understand what I'm saying?
Do you ever anticipate being in any type of long-term relationship? Just long-term?
I'm in a long-term relationship. There's nothing wrong with the relationship that I have right now.
So
what I'm saying is that, you know, even with her, I still have, there are still things that I want to do personally.
What's the percentage on that? Probably before I make my statement, like, how much selfish time do you need in order to be satisfied?
I don't think it's really a percentage. I think it's more about what I want to do. What I want to do.
Is it a lot of things on your list that you want to do? Like, I got to have this?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm
trying to get a clear definition, because where you're going is like, if you're trying to be in a relationship,
okay,
you ain't getting all the selfish time that you're looking for.
What I'm saying is this. Okay, like, look. Before my son was born, I had aspirations to, like, almost, like, be a model. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta say almost. You could be a model. It's all good.
I mean, I could, but I'm too old. You know, I'm not saying I'm too old.
You old now? Okay.
Yeah, for that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So my aspirations up to this point and going forward is to get my degree.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Finish getting my degree. Starting my own podcast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And doing some of the things that I want to do. Okay. Because my son is he's no longer a child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not a minor. He has a full-time job. He goes to school full-time. He pays his own car note and insurance. But he still lives at my house. I'm fine with that. As long as I told him the other day, as long as you continue on the road and doing what you're supposed to do, I have no problem with you staying here. But once you stop and I have to start taking care of you like you 16 again, we going to have an issue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're stopping, you're putting your foot in the way of my progress. Because right. I'm not trying to stop yours.
Right.
I'm excelling yours. You know what I'm saying? Like I told him, he has 90% of the battle already won. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at it in this day and age, and even when we were all growing up, you know what I'm saying? How many friends or friends that you know that didn't have a father or their father wasn't in the household?
Right. I think everybody on this show is pretty much
father. Right. My point exactly. My son stays with his father.
Right.
He stays with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't go visit.
Right.
Or he don't come over my house for a visit. He comes home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the most important part to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when as though you feel like you have to go out here and go do everything against you coming home and not treating this as your home, to where as though you feel like, or you making me feel like you a visitor, you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I can get my time that you took back, that mm-hmm. you keep taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm at that point, I'm still trying to raise you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At this point in the game, what I should be doing is giving you suggestions and good advice.
Okay.
Because the raising part is over.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if you go into school and you got a job and you can be able to buy your own clothes and, you know, buy your own, pay your own car note and, you know, all of that there, mm-hmm. then you're becoming a man.
Okay. So real quick, when it comes to your girl, though, are you treating her the same way that you're treating your son?
No, I'm not treating her the same way I'm treating my son. What I'm saying is, as far as me and her relationship is concerned, we need to start doing some things that we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Not only just me. It's right, not right. just me. Right. You know what I'm saying? If you feel as though you need to go to school, then go to school. Mm-hmm. If you feel as though that you want to go on trips, then go to trips. I don't have that kind of job to where as though I'm off on the weekends and every weekend. So a lot of times I don't want to go. And sometimes just being at home is enough for me.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we work every day. Like I tell people all the time, my house ain't nothing but storage.
Right.
That's for me. That's a place for me to buy stuff and just keep it there. And then when I go visit, I can watch TV, try on some clothes. And then the next day I wake up and go to my real house, which is Alcoa.
Right.
Because that's sense. The way it feels.
You there all the time.
Because we right. there 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? So it only makes sense to be like that. But like I told her, you know, you what you need to do is find you something that's constructive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you know, because when you don't know no better and you don't know nothing, but you have a tendency to go back into your old ways like when you was in your 20s. That's why I say time and history always repeat itself. Right. You know what I'm saying? Even as far as human beings, because when you find yourself with nothing to do, you do stupid stuff like you was a teenager or when you was in your early 20s. You know what I'm saying? So when you know better, you do better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have aspirations to do something that you absolutely sure that you can do, then you should do that. Mm-hmm. And that's why I, you know, and stress into both of them. I don't need to raise two kids. And my son and mother the same way. I don't need three kids. I only have one. You know what I'm saying? First of all, ain't none of y'all my responsibility but him.
Right.
So that's the only one that I should be committing to. But I understand that she has kids and I consider those as my sons too. You right. know what I'm saying? And at the same time, I'ma just put this out there. If there was some other things that were involved or other involvements, then you have to consider those options too. Meaning that if you have, if she had, or if y'all have kids by other people, then you still have to, you know what I'm saying,
incorporate
that right. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you have to, you know, really look into some things. And I'm just speaking hypothetically mm-hmm. at this point, but you have to look at things to where it's though, well, what is it that I want to do?
Okay.
Why can't I be selfish at this point? You know what I'm saying? Because right, right. I didn't do my job. As a man, our duties is to love, protect, and provide.
Okay.
And if I have done those three things, why isn't that? Why can't I do
you probably
what I need?
Though spend time on that list too, but you know, we'll deal with that another time. So okay.
I mean, you know, but I'm just saying, you asked the question. I'm just
real quick. C Murder, you got the breakdown. So what you think about this situation? Is he on the path? Do we need a little more coaching? Because you're the veteran in here. Help us out.
Yeah, you gonna need some more coaching, bro. Yeah. I don't see you kind of coexisting with another female in the same house long period of time without something going down. You're going to have to. I would suggest, you know, I'm not saying sow your royal oats, but I would suggest, like, you're going to school now. Finish school, man. Get your degree. Definitely don't stop doing that. Aspirations like that, you never want to interfere with that. And other things, if you want to, I don't know, if, you know, a bucket list, if you will. Not that you dying soon, but you know what I mean. But if you got things you want to get out the way that you know you think your mate would have a problem with, or it would interfere with your relationship, I would say get it out the way first before you actually commit to going that next level. You know, with your lady. That can be an issue. You know, she can deem you as being selfish and you're not spending enough time with me. And you can, man, it's a whole list that'll go along with
right,
that.
Exactly.
Ooh, and time, you know, is something, boy.
And that's why I said, you know what I'm saying, by me being who I am, I'm not perpetrating or I'm not changing myself. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm willing to grow with you.
Right. You want them to see the real you when they, when they,
but this is me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for being me and let me do some things that I need, that I want to do. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because if I give, 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 and give, then what do I take from all of that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, logically, it just don't make sense.
Love, doctor, man. Where you at? What you thinking over there? See, you got to ask him questions, because if he looking like he ain't paying attention, and he got a whole breakdown for you.
Oh, he paying attention.
So what you got over there, love, doctor?
I never think he ain't something smooth.
I'm just thinking, you know, how the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree?
Right. Mm.
And as he was talking, I started thinking about, you got to connect with somebody that's going in the same direction you're going. Mm. If you're going to school, but yet your significant other saying, why are you going to school? Or they trying to downplay your aspiration and dreams, that ain't the one.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's just point blank.
So you need to cut them off immediately.
You need to cut them off. If they cutting down your dream, and you trying to excel and go forward, because think about this. If I have a dream to excel and go forward, everything that I gain is going to help you.
Right.
But
right,
I don't need
right.
you draining on my train as I'm trying to go forward.
That's dope. Draining on your train.
Draining on your train.
I feel that.
Dead weight.
Jerking on your chain.
Yeah.
Holding back my thing.
So I think it's important to connect with somebody.
Really ain't a game.
That's going in the same direction you're going. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm done.
Don't hold on your thing.
Right.
Don't hold on your thing. Well,
nah,
nobody jerk. Yeah.
Well, don't hold on thing.
Jerk on it. Don't jerk. Never mind.
Yeah. That could be complex.
Yeah, it could be.
Give that man a gunshot.
Gotta be gentle. Yeah. Say, you got something to interject over here.
They both said it. I mean, they right. They both said what, you know, and Coy made some good points. You know, and like they said, if you're not, you don't have somebody that's on his level that don't understand him and he don't understand them, and they're not willing
so
to.
Why do we hold on to something that's showing all the signs that this ain't the one?
Because the booty is right. I'm going to just put it like out there like that, man.
See how the pastor just
booty,
it out
the
there
booty
like
is right. You know in the dating stages that she ain't the one.
Right.
But the way she drop it.
Right.
I mean, it's like on 10. She ain't the one, but she do it like she 10.
Right.
So you kind of like.
She do it like a 10. Yeah, that's not right. Like,
so it's like.
Where
like,
the shotgun's at?
I'm blind. I need exactly. All of them out.
I'm blind.
Right. No, I need that roster buckshot for that. And I need the good
I'm
stuff for that.
I'm blindsided by that.
That's so, how he hits you, man. That's how he hits you with stuff, man.
So it's like a it's like a tilting scale. You right. know what I'm saying? It's up and down with it. You know what I'm saying? Like right. like relationships.
Y'all don't see
you
the
just
elbows.
Go with the flow and the motion.
Y'all don't see the elbows.
I like this man's way of thinking. I honestly do.
That's mavish.
Nah, that's real right there.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I like
real.
This man's way of thinking.
What he agree. Said was real.
That is real.
It is.
And it's 101% right, because that's exactly what happened. You know this ain't the one for you, man or woman, depending on what side you
but
on.
But she's so nasty.
But they do the yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
She's so nasty.
There you go. That's what it is.
And ain't nobody nasty like she is to you.
Right.
And you like just how nasty she is.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you just make that face every time you see her.
Right.
Girl, let me get some.
That's and you right. know you lactose, right. but the milk right. just keep coming.
Right. We back on the milk again. Yes.
Milk and honey. Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's some
yes.
characters on this table
yes.
here.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yes. You just now figuring that out?
Milk Man. And honey. Free flowing milk and honey.
I'm a month.
Yes. I love y'all.
Free flowing milk and honey.
I love it.
I love it.
It's 100%
true. The mixture is great.
Hey.
So is that the problem you have in court? Too much milk and honey and you can't see the
absolutely
the
not because I'm focused. Okay, I know what I
focused.
Want.
Going focused.
I know what I want.
Okay.
I know what I'm going to get.
So is she what you want?
Well, let's put it like this.
Okay. All right.
She made them faces, though.
Let's just put it like this.
She
you know
must
what I'm saying?
Be used to all the finer things.
That's exactly where I was going. That's exactly where I was going.
Let me just say this real quick. In my world.
Okay. Coy's World. We're going to get a segment called Coy's World. Go ahead.
Well, this is the thing. I don't need you here. You here because I want you to be here.
And that's the dopest. Ooh. They don't even need a gunshot because that's the dopest line you ever said. But here's the tricky part when you're in a relationship. If you got somebody that's your equal, you can both say that about each other. I don't need you here, but I need you here. Meaning, I don't need you here to do anything for me. I can do it by myself. But because you're the one I want to be with, I need you by my side to help this vision grow.
Nah.
You can't see that on the single man side?
He definitely ain't ready.
You can't see that?
He definitely ain't
ready. Brothers, am I tripping when I say that?
Nope.
No, what you said might be totally right.
It's absolutely
between
right.
Y'all
it's
four.
Absolutely
you
right.
know what I'm saying? But I don't see it that way.
You ain't,
I
got,
see it
you
like,
ain't got the seal of approval on your finger yet.
Nope.
You ain't got the precious to get your mind in that
nope.
place yet.
Well, if Precious might not never be here. But, but what I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying? You're not here because I need you to be here.
Right.
You here because I want you here.
Right.
That sounds
so
like
therefore, if you not here.
Oh, so we got another one in the mix.
I don't.
Yes, we do.
I don't need.
Yes, we do.
You were saying over the same?
Yes, we do.
We might have another control freak on our hands.
We no, do. I'm not a control freak.
You
know
just
what I'm saying?
Said it. But you know the funny part about
no,
that?
No, I said cool. I don't need you here.
What every I'm control freak says that.
Yes.
I've never heard a control freak say, yeah, you're right. I'm a control freak.
And that's something Lil Sweet say. So you know. Yeah. Yes.
No, yes. No. What I'm saying is that, okay, what? Like, you know how most women say, well, you know, I can cook clean and, you know what I'm saying, I can do all that by myself.
Right,
and
right.
I make enough for two people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To support me and my child.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that all the other things like Lil Sweet be saying, right. Lil Sweet be
see,
going a little bit too far.
Here's the thing. That makes for perfect relationship material because you can provide and do everything on your own. But now you have to have the willingness and the trust to say,
share.
I can do it on my own, but I want you to do
yeah,
it
with
me.
I want you to share with me.
I don't have a problem with that. My whole thing is, but when it becomes another thing when you need me. No, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody. I came in here by myself, and 9 times out of 10, I'm going out of here by myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but in between time and in the meantime, I don't mind spending that time with you.
Go ahead, C-Murd. I see you over there cringing.
Yeah, what man.
Cause he cringing.
Man, yeah. Bro, you saying all the things that make me think that you will probably never get married. Oh, man. Go
right.
out by yourself and
yeah.
I mean, things
that stuff you say when you done with somebody.
Yeah.
And that is what you say. That's the mentality. When you done with somebody, I came in here by myself and I'm going to leave by myself.
I'm glad you added the 9 out of 10, though, because I always be like, you might not leave by yourself. You know, it might be like a gang shooting or something like that. You might go out in the group.
Well, at least I know I'm taking somebody with me. On that note. Everybody.
Okay.
I ain't going down by myself.
So check this out. You might be more tailored for this group of people. Now, we came up with something. It happened out of the blue. It was miraculous. It was like majestic. It came out the sky. The heavens broken. It was like we was talking one day.
Oh, shut up. Man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. And I'm going to be a little covert about this. Somebody that we mess with all the time has their boo calling. And, you know, we always say this is their boo. That's their boo or whatever. But this time around, somebody was like, the person asked, who was that? And we all knew it was their boo. And he knew it, too. But somebody was like, that was your side wife. So we all paused for a second. It was like,
didn't sound right.
You know, you gave it one eyebrow up. Like, what is a side wife? And then it kind of settled in. Like, side wife.
The crazy
that's
part.
That's kind of deep.
The crazy part was we all looked at each other like, we all had the aha because even I had the aha. Like, that is pretty dope.
Right.
But that ain't right.
Right.
That ain't right. That really ain't right. But that is dope. I never heard it like that. But that's pretty. So we gonna take that.
Right.
Did you trademark that?
Yeah, I got it now. It's official.
You got trademark
on this date. Wife. So is that what you're looking for, Corey? You looking for more of a side wife than the real thing? Get back in your mic, brother. I know you had to take it away. Get back in the mic.
Yeah, I needed a break. No, I don't want no side wife. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm. Well, it could be my old age, like you would call it. But what I'm saying is that it's not a. No, I don't want no side wife. I want a companion, but I want somebody that's going to grow with me, not, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to leave my companion behind because they feel like I'm moving too fast.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because of certain situations, you know what I mean? If I'm doing what I'm doing, this is just like the conversation that we had last week. When do you start separating those boundaries, you know what I'm saying, between, like, the person that you cool with and you being my woman? You know what I'm saying? As my woman, you should be wanting to excel together.
Mm-hmm.
That means we go to greater heights and we go to other planets and we might even go to another galaxy.
Deep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, but
it sounds like you need
do.
One of those Econoline vans, man. I don't mind
that. You know what I'm saying? But that's real, though. You know what I'm saying? Because when you start taking things to another level, then that other level is where y'all should be together.
Gotcha.
Not apart. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm trying to go to Pluto and you still talking about I want to be here on Earth where everything is okay because you don't want to experience nothing, then you shouldn't be with me. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm willing to go out and explore new things. You know what I'm saying? New things make me a better person. They right. should also make you a better person. They should be also better for us as a couple, not just for me or just for you.
Gotcha.
But if you doing the same things that you've been doing, you never go up.
So check this out. I just had a thought right before I go over here to the love doctor. Last week's show, you said you don't want somebody to have all the same interests as you have. But how you operating and how you flowing, it almost sounds like you need somebody with the same interests that you have so y'all can grow together. So how you going to work that out?
Are you talking to me or love
doctor? No, actually, I am talking to the love. Let me swing this over to the love doctor. We want to promote him from having a side wife to having a real wife, man. How we get him out of side wife? How we get him out of side wife syndrome?
What is the
side wife syndrome?
Side wife syndrome.
SWS. Yes.
Yes.
That's SWS. Hot. Yes.
That's cold air.
Is that like Women Crush Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going to start one of those. Yes. SWS. Yes. Yes. Let's do it. Yes. We got it. It's done. It's official. When I drop that hashtag on Facebook and Instagram, you already know what it is.
Touchdown.
So where you at, love doctor? Where you at?
My mind goes back to the 80-20 rule. You know what I'm saying? When you're not getting that 100% from the woman that you consider to be yours, then that side chick can step in. But my
side wife. Side wife.
Oh, side wife.
Side wife.
My thing is, you know, I go from 0 to 100 real quick. What I mean by that is that before I got married, my emotional intimacy was at 0.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got married, it became 100.
Right.
You look at Adam, he wasn't emotional until Eve came on the scene.
Right.
And so a lot, we thinking plan A, plan B, plan C. We have a structural mentality. This got to happen this way and then that way.
Right.
But you deal with a woman that's emotional. Sometimes we got to step back and kind of like analyze the situation differently through how she feels. Mm. A lot of times we come to a relationship, we just think about something and try to fix the issue. But she thinks it with her emotions. And
yeah.
And we like, hold on, it ain't that bad. But a side wife is a whole nother different era, because my thing is, if she giving me 80, my sad wife giving me 20, you know, to complete me, to make me 100. You know what I'm saying?
I got 100.
Chris Bender. You're pulling the Chris Bender on me.
But my thing is, I mean, if I'm at that point, or if you're at that point in your relationship where you're looking, when that sad wife start moving up the scale, when her 20 becomes 30.
Right,
and your real wife becomes 70.
And that's the difference between side chick and side wife.
But here's the thing, like you said, you start moving up in that side wife realm when you get above that 50 line.
Mm-hmm.
You get above that 50, you 40. Become
I
a side
when you
wife.
Get above 40, you start to push on
well,
side
no,
wife.
50,
actually,
no,
when you start going up to 30%.
Right, because if you get past 50, like, you past 50, you done remove the wife out the way.
When you start seeing majority of your clothes is at your sad wife house.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of like...
Yeah, you in danger zone. You about to go sign some papers after that. You start getting past 50.
Yeah, it's gonna get
I don't know about the paper signing, but it's going to be a hard breakup.
Oh, yeah. That's your wife, man. You're in a common law marriage now after that. You didn't get that
far. Yeah, pretty much. The side piece be like, hey, where you think you going?
Exactly. And you got to give an explanation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that don't seem
good. Why would you do that?
And when you got two cell phones.
Right, exactly.
They gonna pull us. You gonna pull an Andrew Bassett on you. Clothes from mini yard burning.
Right.
With the ride.
Ooh.
Oh, that's deep.
That is.
Man. Matter of fact, speaking of Waiting to Exhale and Angela Bassett, her husband had a side wife. She was getting all the money and the stocks and all the stuff that she was supposed to be getting as a wife. Her side wife was getting. That's what we're talking about.
Let me tell you something about
when
Angela
they got stakes
Bassett.
In a relationship.
Wait a minute, whoa,
Angela
whoa,
Bassett.
Whoa. Time out.
Go ahead. What you got to say? What you got?
Time out. You saying in real life?
No, in the movie.
Oh, in the movie.
I said speaking of Waiting to Exhale.
Okay.
I got you.
I got you.
Between her, Janet Jackson.
We're about to start a whole nother topic right here.
Oh my God.
As fine as she is at the age. Man, listen.
Ashley Bassett, like what, about 58 years old?
She's like 60.
She mid-50s. She's
almost 60.
Man. But it's some women that like know their man 30s. Is cheating and they accept that.
The side wife.
The sad wife.
The side wife.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. How about this? If you with somebody, like for instance, y'all married.
Right.
Explain to me how, if you and your wife not doing the do, is that cheating? Wait.
Go ahead.
Is that cheating if you go out and you go find some other poom poom?
Check this out. First of all, yeah. What I was about to say.
You
missed the episode. We talked
the
about
the boom
that. No, you good.
Yeah,
okay,
you went there. I was waiting. That lustrous pink lotion I was talking about.
Here it is. And I'm gonna let everybody chime in on this. Short answer to it: yes, you are wrong. Mm-hmm. But the extended answer to it is: they're equally at fault, just as much as you are. Mm-hmm. Because there's rules and regulations to when you're in a marriage, and we're talking about covenant biblical rules. We ain't just talking about what me and you agreed on. Mm-hmm. Literally, you are at fault if you hold out on me, and vice versa. You know, and that's one of those things that you don't look at as far as creating a successful marriage. Those are the things that you don't look into. Me and my wife say that we have a saying that we say to each other all the time, because I mean, life hits you, and as much as we agree, like we got this everyday thing going on. Our rule is every day something need to go down. But we live in a real life, you know. It don't happen like that all the time. Some things happen, and you can look up real quickly, and almost a week done went past, and we'll say to each other in a minute, "Hey, you can't leave me vulnerable like this." And it's not a case that one of us is going to go out and cheat and do something wrong. But at the same time, the more time that goes on and we're not fulfilling each other's needs, the more vulnerable I become. So you need to fix this. And it's been many days. You know, I said that to her. You know, you got to do your wifely duties. And she's good for waking me up in the middle of the night. You know, I'm more of an early person. And I have to knock the cobwebs out of the head to go knock the cobwebs out. You know what I'm saying? Huh? It is what it is. I have to knock the cobwebs out.
I understood
out
that
of
perfectly.
My brain, because I'm in the middle of a coma to go knock the cobwebs out because, you know, needs need to be met.
You gonna knock her cobwebs out?
Yeah. The cobwebs.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Wait, but if you get cobwebs, that means you ain't been there for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. You know, time has elapsed. So now you come to me saying, "Hey, look, you done left me hanging."
But didn't you say you get sex every day?
Right, I do. But life happens, and
no, there's no life happens if you get sex every day.
Every streak is meant to be broken, man. Every streak in life has been broken.
No, this is what the architect said. Do we need to go back and find the show?
I said it right now.
The architect said, "I get sex." I said, "You get sex every day." He said, every day.
No, actually, we didn't say that on the show. We were just having a conversation. Yes, every day. We try to do something every day.
No, you didn't say you try. You said you get sex every day.
Yes, but just like I said, streaks are broken. No, I haven't since we've been together 15
years. Okay, but that's way off the subject.
Yeah, it is off the subject. He's throwing it off the subject because he's trying to go somewhere else. Yes, the answer to that question is still yes.
No, I'm just saying if you get cobwebs, that means you ain't been in
there
for a while.
It's an analogy, man. It's a metaphor.
Not due to neglect, but he was, in other words, he's ready to put it down.
This is when the troublemaker version of I'm Just Saying tries to come out, man. You know what I'm trying to say. It's a metaphor. So anyway, that's the point I'm trying to make. So mercy. Brothers, chime in on it. When he asked the question, are you wrong if your spouse is holding out on you and you go get somewhere else?
No, you're not.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you just jumped in on there and bust everybody's bubble, but go ahead.
So you're saying that
if you're purposely holding out and you, since y'all want to go there, let's go all the way there. If you purposely hold out and you like, "I'm not giving her none, or I'm not giving her none, I'm just not." You can't be mad if they go get it from somewhere else.
What about circumstances? Like
Health circumstances? No,
I ain't even saying health. I'm saying you work first shift, I work third shift, but we just never have time to connect.
That's bull.
Make time. Trust me. Yeah, you can make time.
Okay.
You definitely can make time. It ain't about you not having time, but the whole point is if you purposely not, like, no,
okay,
they're not getting
it. Check
nothing.
This out. I'm going to throw an interesting spin. What if I'm a busy exec and I got a job that takes me all across the country and I'm gone 3-4 months at a time?
Shut that stuff up, man. You better make time. You busy. You got it like that.
Right. So then if you like that, then your wife probably with you.
Yeah, she need to meet you somewhere. You need to give her a plane ticket and she meet you there. So when you get there,
at least halfway.
When you get there and you about to go to bed, she need to be in the bed with you. And if she get on the plane and get off and go somewhere, she's going tomorrow.
Sexy lingerie on.
Y'all got little kids.
Come on, man. If you an exec, you got a nanny. So don't give me that. You got money.
You got money to pay for stuff like
they
that.
They got jobs like that where you ain't necessarily balling like that, but you going all the time.
Come on, man.
You don't need to ball like that. I mean, listen to what you just said. You a busy exec.
Okay.
You said exec.
Executive.
Not a flunky.
You know what I'm saying? You are the CEO. CFO of the company.
Execs get money.
Okay.
You getting money. So, I mean, that's just saying to me.
And you know what?
You making at least about $1 million.
There really no excuse. If you got
that's the point I'm making. You got people with jobs that travel that ain't making no $1 million. You might not even be making six figures. Yeah. But your job travels.
Then you need to quit that job and go find you a real
one. Because that, because obviously that's going to mess up your marriage.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
You ain't making no good money.
The only way I could see that working is if your wife, you and your wife started that company together and y'all going and traveling
together. Right.
So that means you are the CEO and she is the CFO.
That don't make sense to travel, not make no money, and mess up your marriage. That's like a double whammy.
That's not even logical.
That's stupid.
I mean, they're making six figures. That's something. I mean, you ain't about to tire off of it, but that's something.
Yeah. Well, if you're making six figures, then yeah. But are y'all making six figures together, or am I making six figures and you just coming along with the ride?
I mean, I'm making six figures and you making $30,000 at your job at home.
That ain't gonna work.
Okay. I just wanted to get a clarification on it.
That ain't gonna work.
So okay, back to what you just said, So you said you get a pass. You get a pass if they purposely holding out, no culpability in that situation.
Ain't about getting a pass. I just know what's gonna happen.
Okay, we can generally agree on that. Something probably is gonna happen. But are you clear in that scenario that you just gave us? There's no fault on that person because my wife, my husband said they wouldn't give me nothing.
Pretty much. I'm. You can say what you want to say, but if you holding out, let's be honest. You can take me to that Bible 100 times, whatever. The reality is that Bible ain't doing nothing but sitting on that table. So let's get to reality. You full of flesh and bone and emotions, and yes.
But check this out.
No,
check this out.
What
listen, man. This is the part where you listen.
What?
What if I take you to the Bible where I tell you that it's actually agreeing with what you're saying?
Oh, okay.
So don't say that. Take me to the Bible.
Because some people want to go there
and
say.
Well, they ain't actually taking the scriptures. But, yeah, you know,
but,
that's
but you know how
subject,
they do.
Right.
Y'all know how they do. I'm just saying for the folks that do that. Not y'all. Y'all know what it is. But the folks that want to go there and say, well, all this other stuff. The bottom line is this. If you're holding out and you're doing that, yes, trouble's going to come. You might as well. You pretty much are accepting it. You are bringing it in. You allowing it to happen. Actually, you the one that started it. Right. You wanted it to happen.
I wholeheartedly agree on that.
So what you say, C-Murderer? Are you without fault if they holding out?
No. Man, that's
a deep question.
Yeah, it is.
It's
man,
deep
because you try to incorporate for my Bible scholars, you know, the
you
Bible
try.
Standards. But at the end of the day, you know, you were human first before
you had to jump up on something eventually.
That's slinky. Yeah. That's slinky,
right.
Man.
That slinky
is a mud.
Why is it a slinky?
I'm just.
You come up with some weird analogies, man.
I'm just saying, sometimes that slinky, man, it's got an emotion that you can't.
You just mean it's all over the place, is what you're saying?
Man, listen.
Yeah. Springy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just jump into action on his own.
The inevitable will happen if you know you're opening up a door. You know, I was told that
it needs to be watered, man. You know,
yeah,
it needs to be watered. I got you. Okay, you gotta. Okay, go ahead. I wanted to say it water.
It needs
that's
to be
like
greased.
Rain.
It needs
oh,
to be greased.
That's better.
That's
better.
Greased.
I like that.
There
you go.
It needs to be greased. It needs to be greased,
lubricated. Yes.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Now we got something.
That's going. What it is. It don't because it'll rust up, so it needs to be greased.
It
requires greasing.
I agree. That's very true. Very true. Love Doctor, man. What? Come on, man. What you got? You got something for us? You got something?
I wouldn't say it so much as a pass, but let's look at it like this.
All right, I'm listening.
It's a
slippery. I might need to take my headphones off here.
Get the gunshot ready,
please. I'm
going
to take notes.
It's a slippery slope, all right?
Slippery, right.
Look at it like it's a pyramid, okay?
Right. Okay, we got a pyramid. I'm listening.
And so, I mean, you being a Nordic sexually, and I come to you and let you know, look, I got this issue. I got this need. You know I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
This is on my mind 99.99% of the time. That 1%, I'm asleep. And I'm probably having a dream about it.
Right. Yes. Right.
I love it.
And so you know I have this need. Before we got married, you knew I had this need.
Uh-huh. Right. That's probably why we got married, because you know how I fulfill my need.
Exactly. And so when I communicate that to you, not verbally, but you see the communication
right.
on my body.
Right. You see the evidence, right?
Yes.
You're right. We're away.
I need you.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you facetiously ignore me. I won't say it's a pass, but it's a breakdown in that relationship.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? My flesh wanna touch some other flesh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm.
They let me know I'm still alive.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
And so I wouldn't say it's a pass, but it's a breakdown in that relationship. And my thing is, once a man disconnect himself emotionally,
trouble.
You're
that
done.
Relationship is over.
You're done, 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 done.
You could come by and give me some booty still, but emotionally, there's no connection. Let's just keep it real.
It's deep. I got to bring the gong back.
But you are 100% right.
Yes, you are.
You're right. He is 100% right. Because you become a booty call.
So what? I can hit my ex-wife.
Yeah.
My wife and my girlfriend.
And my
all at the same
at the
time.
Same time. No emotional connection.
He went future on nobody. You. He went future on that right there.
Trifecta? Hey. Did he do the trifecta?
Yes, yeah. That's that dirty Sprite.
That's that triangle.
He said that's that triangle. So when he's throwing the diamonds up, you already know what he's talking about.
He got it going. He got it.
It's that shrimp, baby.
It's that shrimp.
Hey,
what's that?
I can't.
Start throwing it up right.
He put it all in a nutshell right there by himself.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way that I feel. And that's probably why I feel the way that I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, but it don't have nothing to do with the sex part. But once you unconnect yourself emotionally,
yeah,
it's pretty much you're done.
Trouble.
You're done.
Trouble.
What more can you do? You know what I'm saying? You can't do anything because at this point in time, I'm only calling you when I want some.
Yeah, I'm not calling you for nothing else.
I ain't calling you for nothing else.
You're on an as-need basis.
Right.
As-need basis.
You are so right.
I was not going to go there, but he emphasized.
Right. Hey, man, it is what it is.
We working on them. We working on them.
Right, yeah.
We working on both of us. I show them right there.
That's exactly what it is. As-need basis. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all about
that's
keeping real it real.
Life.
That's 100.
Real life. That's real
that
life.
Right there. That's
because I have people that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, long time ago or even right now that you still have people that you emotionally connected to. But even as friends.
That's that soul tie. We'll teach you about that later.
Oh, yeah.
Because even as friends, you know what I'm saying? Once you disconnect yourself emotionally from a friendship,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And you know, you might see that person and just be like, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, y'all don't have anything else in common.
Yeah.
What is there to talk about?
That goes for the women, too.
Yeah, I mean, I know. But it's more towards, I was just gearing it more towards like saying that it's both on the same time where women and with a personal friendship. You know what I'm saying? Even if, whether it's man or woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like, you know, for yourself, you got people that you used to go to school with. That you, some people used to be close to. And then once they messed up something or something it is, you kind of make them look at you. You kind of looked at them sideways like, that don't seem right. You know what I'm saying? And then at that point, that's when that emotional disconnect start occurring. And then what happens? You start talking to them less and less and less and less until to the point to where it's going, you might see them on the street and be like, yeah, I get up with you. You know, deep down inside, I ain't calling you,
right. Cause
you ain't got nothing that I want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something I want to see, want to touch, but nothing I want to hear.
No, we not talking about
we're talking about friends.
We talking about friends. We not talking about women.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about just a general relationship. Now, if you got something that you want to touch,
no, thank you. No, thank you.
Because he definitely. Went and said,
I did hear him say friends, but I thought he was gonna bring it back, and I was on the phone. Then okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, we got it. No, I'm not touching anything, man.
Okay, you went there. We didn't already went.
Hey, whatever, dude. Nope. Moving on, we're talking about side wife
hey,
here today.
Hey, you yell for yourself. We are.
I am yelling. I'm going to yell loud, man. You start,
we are right
start,
over here.
You start trying to indict me and we everything.
Are, you indict yourself.
I ain't indict nothing, okay? Nothing's being indicted over here. Insinuated, implied, nothing.
Hey, bro, I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm glad I came, man. I love y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is, man. You know, we keep it 100% real.
Yeah,
you know,
we do.
That's what we do around here. You know, it just, how you liking it so far? You think you can, now let me warn you over there, Corey. This is the the tame version. You know, we got to be stable to keep our relationship successful. You about to hop in the lion's den with somebody that think kind of like you. You think you're going to be able to keep yourself together?
What you mean, keep myself together? Keep myself together as far as
I mean, just keep yourself together. I
can keep myself together. I mean,
I got to say, it was kind of unstable when I'm just saying drop by every now and then. I had to, you know, ring the alarm and everything, so...
I mean, you might have to ring a whole bunch of alarms, you know what I'm saying? But that's just the way things go, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we just keep each other in check. I mean, you know, it's not no big thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We here to talk. And when you talk about real issues, you know? I mean, you know, I can't feed you something that's fake if you hungry. That's like me feeding you air.
Yeah, you can't get full on air.
It is sometimes you have some silly women think that if they keep pumping you pussy, they gonna change you. No. I'm just keeping it real.
There it is. There it is. Old school player. Right. Old school player. Old school player.
My man. There's right. no emotional connection, but you can keep pumping that to me all you want, but it ain't gonna happen.
But they think that though. It's real. Yeah. And it's funny, you know, a lot of times what I do when I get in the conversation, especially with women, you know, I kind of pick and poke and pry, because you're gonna say what's gonna make your argument sound right, but I keep pulling at it, and one way or another you're gonna say something along the lines of I can change him. Mm-hmm. Every single time, if I start picking long enough, you're gonna say something that either directly says that or insinuates I can change him. And what's funny, I won't reveal any names, but I've talked to women that said exactly that. If I give them some of this, they'll want to come back.
Exactly.
And it's like, kind of true temporarily.
Well, that's
temporarily, but that don't mean I'm gonna stay.
That's because women have a thing with empowerment. You know what I'm saying? They have to empower themselves with poom poom. Now, if we empower ourselves,
poom poom, Romeo,
with the penis power,
I'm back. Poom poom.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, he had to give it to
He
you
had to get that off his chest, boy. I wasn't mad at it.
I got to give you the raw, I guess, like counseling. We got to be real.
Raw and uncut. That was straight to the point.
I ain't mad at you. I appreciate
Listen,
that.
I'm going to start calling the love doctor, a.k.a. the ninja.
Ninja man. Yes.
You need some swords on here.
Man. I'm going to get some.
He'd be like, Chinese stars on your neck. Yeah. You didn't see him move.
You don't see him at all. Right.
That's the thing. Him. That's what I've been saying.
Hey, he remembers the 36 chambers.
although he's light skinned, you don't see him. Right, you don't see him. You just know you just got stuck in the neck. Where'd that come from?
Right.
Hey, he remembers the 36 chambers,
yeah,
dog.
He do.
I love it.
Yeah. I tried to warn you, Coy. I'm like, man, he sit over there stealthy and he just hit you. Oh, and you be like, I'm leaking.
That's okay. That's all right. I don't mind that, because, you know, that it didn't even take me for a doozy, because he put out the triple P's and I was like, okay, one of them is not going to be good.
The ninja.
I didn't even flinch.
Trifecta.
Go ahead and do what you do, dog. Wow.
Greatness at its finest, at its highest height. I gotta tell you.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, to all the listeners, I bet you learned something. I bet you got something out of this.
I bet you a dollar you learned something. You need to be sending some money up in this for this.
Ain't lying.
And that came from the pastor himself.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. But check it out. When you listen to it, if you don't come off of your religious cloud, if you really been honest, nothing he ever says is wrong.
No, it's not.
Right. All right.
It's not.
It needed to be said.
And he got the Bible to back him up.
100. 100.
Man, I love this.
100. Hey,
but just like I was saying, no, you know, he absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Women have that empowerment, and they try to change you by putting the poom poom on you. But then, you know, guys, they need some penis power. You know what I'm saying? Where that at?
Can we really compete, though?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
I will say no.
No.
They have all the power.
No. Hey, put it on them and let them marinate on it for a couple days.
They have all
Think about
the
that.
Power. That's Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Hillary's still there.
But even if you put it on them.
That's the power.
Even if you put it on them, you're not walking away like, I put it on them, I'm never coming back to this again.
I didn't say you never come back. What I said was you let them marinate. You let that penis marinate for a couple days. You think about it. Let it marinate on that.
So you've had the power in your relationships before?
We're gonna get fined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take this
FTC,
one.
We apologize.
No, we don't apologize. We're going to take that
this
one.
Is why the, this is why the Overdrive is podcast exclusive. We good to go.
Yeah, this is yeah, this is legal.
100%. That's coy. That's coy. I'm Chuck, a.k.a. C. Murder.
Yeah, you do have to clear it up so your wife don't ask any questions. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yes.
I feel you 100%.
Be clear.
Oh, my God.
Hey, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you have to. Some.
Have you ever not? Let me do a litmus test here. Have you ever not had the power in your relationship?
Yeah.
I just want to see if he's going to be honest. I just want to see if he's going to be honest.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm honest. I have not had the power, and the poom poom has kept me on the string, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else in this room.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yes, sir.
You have to learn.
Still on the string.
But on those that you're going to put it down with, you have to put it down.
And I put it down. And when I put it down, after letting it marinate, I'm still pulling out on the string.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you married. You have to do that.
But I'm saying because you married.
It's not because you married.
No, I'm not saying that in the bad way.
I'm saying it's not because you married. It's just because they got a stronghold on
him. And that's fine. She's allowed to have a stronghold on him because guess what? They have vows. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And those vows, they committed to him. You know what I mean? So when...
Go ahead, C. Murder.
He can go ahead.
He preaching.
Yes. Okay. You
are. That's the truth.
You throwing me, bro. You give me some stuff like, man, this brother is never going to get married. But then you hit me with, all right, I think you got it.
He got potential, man.
Here's the thing. This is what everybody missing. Coy know it. He'd have been through it. He had a bad version of it.
I meant to ask you that earlier. Do you feel like you scarred from previous relationships?
No, I'm not scarred from previous relationships. My fault. No, I'm not scarred from it. My whole thing is now I think with my brain instead of my penis.
That helps. That does. I think that just comes with age.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I know how to think now.
It comes with maturity.
So,
you're right.
So I know if you're not doing something that you said that you was going to do, I'm not going to hold you to it. You know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, if you telling me something, 9 times out of 10, I already had done it or it's getting ready to get done.
Yeah.
So don't sell me no wolf tickets or wet dreams. I shouldn't even have to ask you if you are my mate. If I feel like that you are my soulmate, and just like, you know, you brothers feel about y'all wife, a lot of times you don't have to ask your significant other to do something for you. Because
What you mean do something for you?
If you hungry and she know you hungry, guess what?
you talking about outside the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say inside the bedroom, you still asking.
Everything don't have crack juice on it, James.
I'm saying you still, I thought I was going to need the correction because I'm in the bedroom, you still asking, even if that's your soulmate.
I'm not going to, you might
be still asking, but what I'm saying is that.
I know some brothers who still asking for
Poom Poom?
No, not Poom. Oh, no. Oh, ain't none of these brothers got no.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But
no, we ain't asking for no Poom Poom.
So what I'm saying is. Especially the architect. If
trying to get on architect's level.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous too, and I'm single.
Yeah. See, this should be your motivation. Maybe let me clear one like that.
Let's clear up single for the listeners so everybody will know what single means.
For your girl. I don't need to clear nothing up for her.
I mean, what I'm saying is that single means not married.
Eah, that's what it means. That's exactly
okay,
what it means.
Okay, so just because you're in a relationship, you still are single until you sign some paperwork.
But do the rules change a little bit as you escalate in your relationship?
Absolutely not.
So you basically go from single to married. So you playing by single person's rules.
If you live with somebody, if y'all don't have rings on y'all finger and no paperwork
inside,
you
can still do what you want.
I'm not saying that you can still do what you want, but
the option is there.
But the option is there, and you are not,
and it's valid,
and you are still single.
I mean, that's too loose.
Because there's no legal binding.
There's no legal binding contract.
But that's still loose ended because if you're in a serious relationship, you're not just going from, oh, we real serious and we almost to the point we want to get married to. You know what? I'm mad today. I'm out. I'm about to go cheat. If you are, you're not relationship material.
But who does that?
But that's kind of how y'all making it, where you make it like the door just wide open.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that until me and you walk down the aisle together, I am single and so are you.
Right. I mean, you can always, of course.
Because on my paperwork at my job, it says
single.
Single. It does not say marriage.
On the W-4, I got it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So technically, I am single.
Right. Hey, you're single. That's true.
Why about what?
So legally, when I get married. Legally, go ahead, see, right. Murder. What you about to say?
I was going to say you got to bring some morals into it. You know,
before you get married.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're on the same page. I'm feeling you, see, Murder.
Even before you get married, I would say bring some morals into it. You know, you want to be stepping out and. You know, especially if you got a good thing, you know, you want to treat it like I want. Treat it like you're married to her. You know what I mean? Right. You don't want to.
You got to practice before.
Right. I'm not saying don't treat her like you married to her. What I'm saying is that legally and logically, you know what I'm saying, you are still single until you both of you guys have that. Right. Y'all go in front of the altar. Y'all jump the broom. Do whatever it is that y'all do in order to be married, so y'all can have that. You know, that united front together. What I'm saying is that just because you stay with me don't make me married to you.
Right. I mean, that's
just because we in a relationship don't mean that you my wife and don't mean that I'm your husband.
Let's put it like this. I'm married. I feel guilty if I get a lap dance, but if I'm single, give me the lap dance.
Exactly.
Look at that face. Even if you're in a serious relationship. Even if you're in a serious relationship.
Yes.
No guilt.
There's no guilt. It's just a lap dance.
Why should I be guilty? Okay.
You know what? He right.
Okay. It's just a lap dance. But when you married, it's more.
So I shouldn't feel guilty about my past. I mean, I was single when all this happened. So I'm good.
Everybody has a past, brother.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, I ain't got to go home and be like, you know, apologize for nothing. I'm good, right?
Everything you did
that you did when you were single, yeah.
Right, yeah, when I'm single, right. That's what I'm saying.
No. Okay. I wouldn't apologize for none of that stuff. Okay, how nasty was.
Exactly.
No comment.
And that's what I want. I want the nasty.
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
That's the topic.
I don't mind calling her.
Well, okay, check this out.
Miss Jackson.
Check this out.
If she's nasty.
Everybody wants the nasty, yes. The nasty girl, right? But can you deal with the nasty past that made her the nasty girl that you like?
Sometimes it's
come with the territory.
Sometimes.
If she's from out of town, yeah. But if everybody in high school know her,
sometimes she want to get a pom-pom a break. But I'm saying, can you deal? Because if she's nasty with you like that, she probably been nasty with a couple other people like that too. You cool with that?
And 9 times out of 10, she feel the same way about you.
Right.
But I'm asking you, because men and women think different.
Two nasty people together.
Are you okay with that?
It's a nasty relationship.
Are you okay with that?
I'm cool with it if she
like,
cool with it.
Like, girl, where you learn that from? Oh, I tried this a few times.
Right, and then she might be, boy, where you learn that? What?
Right.
And then, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Human beatbox on that mic.
There you go. There you go.
Get in that box.
Yep, just like that.
See, Murder,
see, Murder man,
anything.
Aaron, now again, you got the hum on him.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
There you go. You got the hum on it. You know, sometimes you might get in there, you might feel funny.
Help us, see, Murder.
Singing
help
a song.
Us, help us, right. See, Murder.
Where has the conversation gone?
We were PG at first. Oh, goodness.
Ain't nothing wrong with the conversation because it's the truth.
Like I said, I'm not experiencing this part because of. You know,
check this out. This is about to be a revelation for you. This might bring you all the way back. And go ahead, tell him. I know what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I, like I said, for new listeners, I've been with my wife since 12th grade. 12th grade. That's who I. That's who's I've been with.
That is amazing.
Go ahead, ask the question.
I'll be honest.
12th grade. Nobody.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. So now, what? That's what.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Wait. So. So, before 12th grade, you learn any tricks?
Oh yeah.
Some that you still know? That you still?
Oh yeah. Cause I like.
I hope you've upgraded from those tricks since then.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He perfected them.
Man,
but
you went in.
Yeah. But before 12th grade,
they was new.
He
to
had
you.
Tricks in the bag.
Yeah, they was just in the bag, and you kept them in the bag.
And for us men, that's okay to us. But you don't want your significant other coming with a bigger trick bag than you.
Why not?
Or do you?
You know, that's a double-edged sword. But
it
be honest,
it's a double.
But
no doubt, it's a double.
Wait. What I'm saying is, it's a double-edged sword, but that don't mean that you're getting cut by the other side of the sword.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
That means, okay, I know you nasty, but I like you, and I can look past your nastiness because I'm nasty too.
Right.
So all the things that you do is gonna pleasure me.
Can you really? Can you? Or I put it in a better.
It's gonna pleasure me.
No, I put it in a better light.
It's gonna take me to a whole.
I put it
level.
In a better light. Can she tell you those stories and you be okay with it?
No. As long as first of all, they don't have nothing to do with the stories.
Right. Because
no, but this is what I'm trying. This is what
listen,
I'm trying to say.
But listen, wait. Now here's the
go
thing.
Ahead.
She can tell me the stories as long
and you
as
like,
I can
oh,
tell,
that's all good. That's all good.
As long as I can tell mine.
Mm. Right.
And then once we get through telling stories, oh, by the way, you mind trying that now?
Exactly.
I think that's all fluff. I don't think you can sit there and she be telling you some nasty escapades and you sitting there like, oh, that's all cool.
You might look at her kind of nasty.
I mean, you might look at her like, damn, you was nasty, but at the same time.
And then
time,
at the same time, when you go to bed that night, you like.
You want to see that nasty.
Let me see what you working with down there.
Let me see how nasty you are. Have you progressed? Have you regressed? Do I need to get you caught up to speed?
Hey, I got some of this whipped cream and this chocolate and with some strawberries.
Do you need a refresher?
You know what I'm saying? That's what it boiled down to.
It do.
See, Murder, that's how you feel?
Am I lying?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Don't try to sway his answer.
Forget C. Murder. Charles, what you think?
Let the man answer on his own, man.
Listen, this is a fact. I'm a nasty dude.
Okay.
I like to do nasty things.
Right.
Okay, so as far as sitting down and we exchange stories, I'm gonna get a visual, and then that's gonna kind of turn me off a
right.
little bit.
Ain't
you know
nobody trying
mean?
To hear all that.
I need time to process
so,
that.
Here's the thing. Okay, now let me say this. I'm like this. I don't really don't care about your past, but if you want to tell me stories,
I listen.
I don't want to hear it at all.
I mean, I'm like you. I ain't gotta hear it.
I think me and Justin got some things to where as though we can block certain stuff out and
because
just not even just
was.
Really
I mean,
effective.
Here's the thing with
me.
Here's the thing with me. Like I said, I'm realistic with it. I mean, you got a nasty past. You got a nasty past. It's all good,
right?
But I like you like the benefits of it. But it'd
you
be
do.
Nice if you just learned all this stuff with me. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No.
That's how you. So
no.
you.
So you telling me
you
your
appreciate,
wife?
You
wait,
appreciate,
wait.
No, hold on. Let me finish. What? You appreciate the fact that your wife learned all these tricks from somewhere else.
She evolved.
Time out. Hold on.
Let me go there.
I've been through this before.
Okay.
And no, I wish she had learned some of the stuff that she had learned with me. I wish
okay.
she learned it before she got with me. I'm going to be
okay.
honest with you.
Okay.
Yes. So I wish she learned some of that stuff.
Okay.
That we yeah. Because I know I learned a lot. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Hey, man, if you learn some tricks along the way, amen. I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad.
Try them on me. Tricks ain't just for kids. They for me too.
Exactly.
I feel you, dog.
Yeah.
Hey.
I feel you.
Hey, Jay, it's all good. Ain't like I went and married a whore. I didn't marry a whore, you know.
I got you.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Ain't like we went out and married the nastiest girl on the spot and said, I love her. And we like.
Can you marry the nastiest girl on the spot?
Hopefully not. I mean.
But she might have the best tricks.
You know what? But here's the thing. She might have the best tricks, but at the same time, her tricks might not be for me.
Right. They might be for somebody else.
It might be for Mick,
you know what I'm
Joe
saying?
And Jimmy and everybody else,
right.
but not for me.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just all depends.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
where your mind at?
And you know? Like I said, the one for you, if she came with some baggage, fine, that's great. Let's work that out.
Right.
If she's,
I got baggage,
the
too.
The one for you, the mm-hmm. one. If you know she's the one.
Right.
You stepped in her past and all that. And
right.
it's like, it's all good. You know, if you got some tricks that you want to, come on, let's try
right.
them.
Right. Let's try them. If you, even
like
if you ain't
mine.
Tried them in a while.
You're mine now. So go on
there
ahead.
You go.
So
there's
go on ahead and break out the book, whatever you need to do. Let's
you know what
get
I'm
to it. By all means, get to it. Don't hold back.
I just want to ask. What did you learn it from? Or
I don't care. To,
you know
I don't care.
Mean?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Just as long as you're doing it. Who cares?
You're not curious.
Hey,
listen.
I'm like St. Louis.
Are you gonna ask her why she's doing it and say what you learned?
Exactly. Come on now. That's gonna be foolish. Now you're not gonna ask happening, but you might.
Let
think
me get
about
some
it.
Of that.
Works.
Let me
no,
get some of that. Let
no, I'm not.
Love, doctor. Let me get
yeah,
some of that.
Please take
wisdom.
Please.
Let me put it like this.
Okay.
Oh God.
A woman doesn't have just one purse.
There you go.
Okay.
it's one trick in that bag and one of those purses that calls you to say I do.
Uh-huh.
And so she reels you in little by little. Years as the years go on, you say where that come from in your mind, but you just like, wherever it come from, keep doing it.
Yeah. Right.
And keep getting better at it. It's
right.
like a
yeah.
it's like a molding and a shaping, like we had talked about before.
Your craft.
And sometimes
your craft.
Where we come to the bedroom at 10. You know, and she had a 6. But guess what? She really ain't that 6. She playing with your mind.
Right.
No.
Because actually, guess what?
She a 10.
She a 10.
She's 10.
She got to play with you
oh my God.
To keep you coming back home.
Yeah, man. That's it. That's deep, but that's so true.
She give you everything up front.
That's what I see. He know what I'm talking about.
It leaves your imagination empty.
That's why I said, man. Let that penis marinate on you for a couple days. Then you come back. Yeah, it is made of platinum. I'm sorry. That's the way that you do.
This has had to be the greatest show ever.
You
this
said that last right week, here. Man.
But this one, week. But this one topped that one.
This is why we do that. This is, you know what? This is what men make men be men.
You're right. This right here.
That is
yes.
what it is.
And
you know,
yes.
You know what?
Hey, because you got to get on some grown folks stuff to talk about what we talking about right now.
You're right.
Because you have to accept that she got a pass, and she has to accept that you got a pass, no matter how nasty it is.
Especially if y'all say you each the one for each other. She the one, he the one.
Exactly.
We soulmates.
Because
okay,
once you find somebody that you truly like and love, you gonna try your best to put it on them.
You are.
Whether that be man or woman.
And it's more than just putting the thang thang in them. You putting your all in them.
You better stick your whole head in it.
And shoot out
wear like a cap.
And shoot straight and shoot from the gut and the heart. Into there you them. Go. Into them. Yes.
And then it really gets serious when she knows she stole you from somebody else. She,
what, ooh. Yeah.
Or she thinks she did.
Right.
She probably did. I don't think this man has ever given a bad answer, like ever in life.
I was just thinking that, like, has he ever given an off answer? Like, and anything off about what he's saying? Like,
love doctor.
Yeah, I've known nothing. I've known this man for years. And I know he's smart, but it's like, man, when do you run out of wisdom?
But like, you know what? But
that's why you call him a love doctor.
But that come from that past we was talking about.
I don't know if you saw that picture.
That's all right.
You remember them little high school pictures? You about the same age, so you remember the little high school pictures with the caption you used to take?
Yeah.
Back in school, he got one.
They love me because I'm fly.
Now he got one that say pimpology. The art. What does it say? The art of something.
The art of pimpology.
No, it was something deeper than that.
You talking about the ones that look like business cards?
Yeah.
He had them.
What does it say?
That's what I was telling you about the business cards.
It was like the mind of science of knowledge. It was something deep, like even back then in high school.
Pimpology, a Big Daddy quest to unknown knowledge.
Big Daddy's quest to unknown knowledge. Yep,
wow.
That's what's up.
That makes you just look up. That just makes you look up. Like,
that's why I turned. I couldn't even look at y'all. I'm like,
wow.
I told you, man. It's crazy, man. Hey. Big Daddy's quest to unknown knowledge.
Yeah, but that's what it is, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to sit back and analyze it. What he said was true.
Pimpology.
Dopeness. Man, doctor. Any closing remarks before we go ahead and end the show, man?
We've actually set
a record. This is the longest podcast we've had by far.
But this is the most interesting podcast we've had so far.
I loved it and I needed it and I appreciate it.
Right.
Hey, man, sometimes you just got to take what you know and
spill it out.
Remember that evolvement that we was talking about?
Evolution?
Out. Yeah.
Evolution, and you have to evolve from what you were to what you're trying to become to what you want to be.
You got
to
be on a quest for unknown knowledge, man.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. You can't just settle for just that. You have to be continuously on that quest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not continuously on that quest, then you're going sooner or later, everything learns to plateau. I don't want to plateau. I want to keep getting better as time goes on.
Feel it.
So.
C-Murder, man. What you got before we close out, man? I see you just all kind of emotional. No, what did it sound like I said? What did it sound like?
I picked that up.
That's why I put my phone down and said, James?
Nah. It might have seemed like that, but no, there ain't no cussing going on over here. But yeah.
Okay, you going to hear this later on.
I'm going to listen to it and see what it sounds like.
I know you didn't cuss, but it just the way it sounded. That's why I looked up like.
I stopped texting. Like, whoa.
Oh, y'all heard it? Everybody heard it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I looked up and said, I was like, James?
I know you. Slip of the tongue or something.
No, I just know you didn't cuss, but it just sounded like you cussed.
Okay.
It's all good.
Ain't no big deal. I'm just saying.
You're the architect.
You see Murder. What's up, man?
Wow, this has been very interesting, insightful, comical, and trust me, I needed to laugh, man. I laughed all week. I appreciate y'all, brothers.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
the man. Lord know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is what we do every day.
Every day.
This is great.
If you work with us, you laugh harder than this. This no holds barred.
I think my man Big Coy, man, has potential. I hear him.
In a lot of different areas.
Yes, he has the knowledge, and I think the want to, the drive. You know, I think it's going to take a little time. We're going to let him get his little list out the way. You know, I think it'll make a potential lady happy. You know, if not the one, you know, he's with now. But he has it. I think he has it.
Your girl ain't started listening to the shows yet, have she?
Nah.
Okay.
We'll work on them.
Well, I told her she got to find them. Podcasts are meant to be found.
Right.
That's for me to tell.
It's to be sold, not told.
There you go.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You want to see what I'm talking about? Go find it.
That's funny. That is funny. Say, man, what you got over there, man?
Hey, this is like a dope show, man. It was needed, I think, so... Hey, I'm glad my man C Murder back in the house. You know, I know he had a real long past 2 weeks or whatnot. Coy here, right here. You know, we holding it down for Josh.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we fulfilled Josh.
We did. Yeah. I think his spirit was lingering right here.
Yeah, for the love doctors, man, AKA the ninja to come out like, oh wow, that's new for me. That caught me, man.
Sorry, right in the neck, huh? I see you do the little neck thing. Caught you right in the neck.
Yeah.
Ready shot.
Straight ninja star.
Well, see, y'all probably wasn't talking to the love doctor the way he need.
No,
he
we
need
used to
come out.
We're used to it.
Used to it.
See, Murder ain't used to it.
No. You're just surprised.
Just like the Mav sound bites don't never get old. His little drops that he throw in there never get old. Like, right. You know something dope coming, but it's still doper than what you expected.
They make you look up and then they make your mouth drop.
Hey, like, that's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Aha moment, a thinking moment.
It's all in
good.
One.
It's all good.
So go ahead and close it out, love doctor. What you got to say, man, before we end it off?
Just to close it out, I mean, you may have a nasty past, but when you get married, you become one. You take that nasty and you make it good. It make you feel good.
That's true.
Unknown knowledge right there.
Real talk.
Unknown knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man, this has been the Overdrive. The Overdrive of all Overdrives. For sure.
Our guys for sure.
Yeah, so make sure you guys go check it out. Listen to the show on CultureShockEntertainment.com. You can get us on the website there. You can go on the Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment, Instagram, Culture Shock Entertainment, just to find out where the links are at. The link is in the bio. Or you can listen to us on the radio station. If you want to listen to where this came from, CSCRadio.caster.fm. We're on every Thursday at 8 o'clock. We appreciate y'all for listening. Once again, hey, check it out before I close out. Don't hit my Facebook up. Don't hit my Instant Messenger up. Leave your comments for the show. There's a nice little chat spot. You can even leave comments and stuff right on the radio
station. I'm always ready to chat with y'all.
On the podcast and stuff like that. Leave me alone. These are grown men here. I ain't got nothing. Hey, talk to them. And they'll be able to help you out with whatever you need. But until the next time, we are out.